is not good enough. An admission from Auckland Transport that its service has been substandard. Gridlock across Auckland last night caused massive delays for bus users heading home. Some waited over an hour for a ride. For many, it's something they're getting used to. Full buses sailing past stops and services that never arrive. Our reporter Jimmy Allingham and cameraman Nick Monroe have the story.
It's rush hour at the Northern Busway, and almost everyone we come across has been left stranded by cancelled services.
Usually I'll try and find a friend or someone to help me, or I might just find another alternative bus route by taking multiple buses, so it's not too big of a deal, it's just a little bit annoying.
At the moment it's just been cancelled a lot, which is kind of annoying, but yeah.
So what's that meant for you?
So unfortunately it means I'm late for work sometimes, which is a bit hard to tell the boss that, hey, like, I'm late to work because of a bus. Sometimes it's not the best excuse.
These NX buses are generally very good, but kind of the other lines within the North Shore tend to be a bit sporadic, especially something like the 926. Okay, that was full, so I wasn't going to catch it anyway.
Last night, passengers crowded city bus stops desperately waiting for services that were running late. Auckland Transport Group Manager of Metro Services, Derek Corper, says the weather was to blame.
Yesterday's delays were caused by what we think is a bit of a weather event with rain late in the afternoon, which appeared to have slowed down the traffic in general across city centre and on the outer rings. And that impacted most of our bus services. Some of them were delayed up to 65 minutes. And that happened between sort of like 4:30 p.m. to about 6:30.
But the large number of cancellations every other weekday isn't in the hands of the gods, rather a lack of hands behind the wheel.
It depends on a day, but on average we have about 9% of our services cancelled. That could be anywhere around 1,000 trips per day. But to put this in context, we operate 13,200 bus trips alone each weekday. So there is quite a lot of services that still operate. And the cancellations are mainly due to a driver shortage.
Mr. Corpus says new drivers from overseas are expected to ease the burden from June, while work on terms and conditions, such as reducing split shifts, could make the job more attractive. As new drivers hop aboard, suspended services will return.
People will notice a gradual resumption of the suspended services. If you remember, we reported about 1,000 trips being cancelled or suspended back in November last year. We're now down to just over 500 trips and progressively they are being reinstated.
Suspensions, cancellations, it's enough to persuade some to change their schedule to avoid peak times.
It's been terrible. It's unreliable. So often I've had to switch which bus I've caught, and I walk a half hour to get here. And so if I miss my bus and have to catch another bus, then it's a half hour walk off that one to get to work.
Shelley travels between Albany on the North Shore and Newmarket in central Auckland.
Pretty much the same on the way home. So I've been doing 10 to 4 type hours. And so in the afternoons, you can't always catch the bus home either. Yeah, so it's either waiting an hour or walking a half hour to catch a different bus.
Mr. Corper acknowledges the situation must improve.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough for us. We definitely aspire to deliver far better service. And at the moment, we just have a challenge to work through, and the bus driver shortage is the main reason for cancellations.
Auckland Transport's target is to have 98% of buses running. To do that, it needs drivers. But First Union General Secretary Dennis Mager says work is needed.
For a couple of years now, we've been saying to Auckland Transport, to the local government and central government as well, that we do have a bus driver shortage in the country for two reasons. One is pay, and the second one is security.
Pay rates have gone from $25 an hour to $30, but he says compensation for the hours between shifts still needs sorting.
There is no proper strategy in the industry to make this a good job and attractive. Then it's going to be an ongoing problem. It will be a cyclical shortage problem. We are now relying on overseas drivers. I don't think that that's going to be a solution, because from what I heard from our members, they've been receiving some aggression from customers, being spat on, verbal abuse, and sort of racism as well.
Meanwhile, students like Liam will still face a hard time getting to university and home.
Sometimes if I get the bus at 4:30, there might be like 6 cancellations between 4 and 4:30, something like that. And then so you got like 6 buses worth of people all getting on one. But it's hit or miss. Sometimes it's all right. Sometimes I just walk right on. I just wait. Yeah, I just wait till the next one. Sometimes it takes me like 2-3 hours to get home. And I just live out in Schnapperock. So that's pretty brutal.
Brutal for now, but Auckland Transport says it will get better.